Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what's happening in your backyard? I can tell you in some people's backyards, or in other words, their big gardens, one of the things that's happening is digging up sweet potatoes. Oh, there are lots of them, and they are so yummy in my estimation. Well, what's the difference between yams and sweet potatoes? You know, you hear people call this particular vegetable a yam. Is it really a yam or is it a sweet potato? And does it make a difference? Well, yams are closely related to lilies and grasses, and they're native to Africa and Asia. They vary in size from very small to up to, the record is 130 pounds. Now there's a lot of meals. There are over 600 varieties of yams, and 95% of this crop are grown in Africa. So compared to sweet potatoes, they are starchier and drier. So what about the sweet potatoes? Well, there are many varieties, but maybe not 600. And they are members of the morning glory family. And we probably have a picture in our mind of what sweet potatoes look like, but the skin color, the outside color, can range from white to yellow to red to purple or brown. Inside, the color ranges from white to yellow, orange, or orange-red. Now again, I have a picture in my head of, you know, the skin being sort of a moderate color, orangey color, nothing too bright, and the inside though being pretty dark orange. So here's something that, you know, why do we sometimes call them yams and sometimes call them sweet potatoes? In the United States, firm varieties of sweet potatoes were produced before soft varieties. And when the soft varieties were first grown commercially, there was a need to differentiate between the two. Going way back in history, quite a ways back, African slaves had already been calling the soft sweet potatoes yams because they resembled the yams in Africa. Thus, soft sweet potatoes were referred to as yams to distinguish them from the firm varieties. Got all that? And does it make a difference? Yeah, probably not. In the United States, the U.S. Department of Agriculture requires labels with the term yam to be accompanied by the term sweet potato. So unless you specifically search for yams, which are usually found in an international market, very seldom are they found locally, you are probably eating sweet potatoes. And that's probably a good thing because they are a bit better for you nutritionally. Sweet potatoes score much higher than yams. Compared with yams, sweet potatoes are lower in calories and have far more beta carotene, and they are associated with a lower risk of chronic diseases, the beta carotene. 1/2 cup of sweet potato supplies double that amount. Sweet potatoes also have a lower glycemic index than yams, and that means that their carbohydrates are released more slowly into the bloodstream. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that yams aren't nutritious. They are a good source of fiber and potassium. But if you have the choice, and usually you will be having sweet potatoes, you are going to get more beta carotene. You are going to get fewer carbohydrates, and those you have are going to be released more slowly into your body. And so, if you really had a choice, it probably still would be a good idea to choose the sweet potato. Now, what do you do with them? Well, again, you maybe have a picture in your head of traditional sweet potato casserole that's topped with marshmallows and has brown sugar and butter in it. Nothing wrong with that, except there's quite a few calories added. But they're certainly yummy and certainly a tradition, especially around Thanksgiving. But I would say when you think of sweet potatoes and wonder what to do with them, think about what do you do with other potatoes, with white potatoes or red skin potatoes. You can mash them up. You can put them into a stew. You can fry them. You can roast them. You can bake them. You know, the list goes on and on. They just have a unique and a bit, I'd say, a bit more flavor than white potatoes. But in addition to that sweet side, we can go to the savory side. We can add a number of herbs. I like an herb roasted white potato. I also like an herb roasted sweet potato. And you can add garlic. You can add any kind of herb you like to make herb roasted. Do you peel them? Well, I would say usually, but do you need to? No, just scrub them up and eat the skin too. So think about that variety. If not, get out of a rut a little bit, and they're pretty easy. You could put them on the grill, for instance, if you're still grilling out there. So we can use them like potatoes. Now, just recently, in the future, you'll hear a program on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, where we talk about slicing them and baking them or roasting them, and as a replacement for bread, for a replacement of a slice of bread. So think about how you use bread. What do you put on a slice of bread? You could put the same thing on your slice of sweet potato. A simpler option than all of these is just to eat them raw. Yep, there's nothing wrong with eating raw sweet potatoes. Just cut them up in easy-to-use slices. Or I guess you could just take a bite out of the potato. Who clean it up and take a bite? But for serving them to most people, it'd probably be easier if you slice them up. So from the raw stage, where you could eat them as snacks, etc., to something where you're going to cook them in a variety of ways, sweet potatoes are a great thing to have on your list if you're going to the store or to the farmer's market, and something that will keep quite a while in your kitchen. Now, remember I said you could do anything with sweet potatoes that you can with white potatoes. Mash them up. What do? You eat them mashed, or do you put them in something else? For instance, some bread recipes call for mashed potatoes. Well, use the sweet potatoes. There are numerous other casseroles that call for mashed sweet potatoes or other, you know, regular white potatoes. Well, just substitute the sweet potatoes. And what about mashed up sweet potatoes in pie? Yep, we sometimes think that a sweet potato pie is a very cultural thing. Maybe you've never had one. It is a very southern traditional kind of pie. But it can be substituted for pumpkin across the board. You have a favorite pumpkin recipe? Well, try mashed up sweet potatoes instead. And just to insert, also mashed up butternut squash is a good substitute for pumpkin. And just substitute equally, and you'll come out just fine. I ran across a recipe using mashed up sweet potatoes in pancakes. Well, and the comment on it was, if once you try these, you'll never go back to just plain old pancakes. So just give that sweet potato a chance. Get yourself a batch of those and use them in a variety of ways. Enjoy the flavor. Enjoy the good nutrition. Enjoy the variety. Sweet potatoes are a wonderful addition to your kitchen. Until next time, here's a thought. Not necessarily related to sweet potatoes, just a thought. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. That's from Willie Nelson.